Good morning. We are talking with Ron Sedgwick, a high school social studies, a history teacher within the Prairie du Chien School District. And good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Lori.
Tell a little bit about yourself, how long you have been with the Prairie du Chien School District.
Well, Lori, proudly, I've been in the district for the last 28 years.
Wow.
Yes, long time. Yep, I'm one of the seasoned veterans within the staff these days, good, bad, or otherwise. But for the good point, it's been an enjoyable 28 years. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Was this your first teaching job?
It was my first, yes.
And then you decided to stick with it for 28 years.
To click in my roots. All young teachers kind of look elsewhere at times, but not me necessarily. I found a home here in Prairie du Chien for the last 28 years. Being from Potosi, just down the road, I just feel like I've elevated myself a little bit to a bigger city, but on the river just as much. Prairie's been very good to me. I feel like I've been good to Prairie just as well by getting myself involved within the community as much as possible. It's always nice to walk into a grocery store or a place of business and see people, see former students, parents of students, not necessarily having a parent-teacher conference, but having a good conversation and feeling the neighborly friendliness with families, co-workers, students, former or otherwise. It's been a treat for that part.
Well, you can't work in a district for 28 years and not start to know members of the community and kind of be involved in that community. So when you're out, you know, grocery shopping or, you know, out to dinner with the family, you're going to run into students you've taught.
Absolutely.
You're going to run into your students' parents.
Yes. Growing up in the small town of Potosi, my father and mother were small business people, and there were fixtures within the community of Potosi. And one of the things I told myself coming to Prairie du Chien, I wanted to identify myself as a member of the community. And I feel like I've done that in a positive way, where I've touched enough of the students and staff as well as community members as being a strong fixture in the community that supports Blackhawks 24/7, if you will.
And I know you're at a fixture at a lot of the high school sporting events, whether it be, you know, taking the scorebook. You're a referee as well, correct?
I am. Yes, I wear the stripes in basketball. I wear the stripes in football and put the mask on for baseball and softball during the spring seasons. I've also served as a coach for several years in football, basketball, baseball, softball. But the officiating part, the other part I really take great pride in is being the public address announcer for several of the athletic events at Prairie du Chien High School. It's welcome to Blackhawk country, if you will. And that's something I've always really tried to shine with the students and as well as the community to take that school pride to another level, if you will.
No, that's not something that's in your contract as a high school social studies teacher. Hey, we want you to be the public address announcer.
No, no, it is not.
That is kind of going above and beyond.
Yes.
But also, you know, those are the kids that you have in your classroom.
Absolutely.
Every single day.
Absolutely, yes.
So they kind of get to look over, see their history, social studies teacher, you know, making the announcements. It's one of those things, like you said, being part of the community, you see the parents there, you see the community members, you get to be a part of the action at night.
Absolutely. It's one of the more exciting things in my job. Not that teaching is not fun, but it is fun to express yourself a little bit there behind the microphone. I had a longtime superintendent growing up in Potosi by the name of Dennis Pratt. And he was a fixture in the community of Potosi. He was the superintendent, but he also was the school musical director. And every athletic event, whether it be a football or basketball game, he was there announcing, welcoming everyone to Chieftain Country. So that phrase, welcome to Blackhawk Country, was kind of coined from Potosi as Chieftain Country. But it's something that I too, wanted to bring to Prairie du Chien and enrich that school spirit. Walking into the school at Prairie High, I think it was the class of 2022, donated a sign that's a fixture right in the front of the high school that says, welcome to Blackhawk Country. So every time I see that, it's kind of a, you know, a pause for me to kind of look at it and say, hey, I made a difference here a little bit. So I'm kind of put my imprint here in the community of Prairie du Chien.
Well, that's pretty cool. And, you know, we're talking about stuff that's happening outside of the classroom. But I know you teach a number of different subjects that kind of under that social studies umbrella. What do they all entail?
Well, currently this year's school load is U.S. history, world geography, civics, and an AP class or advanced placement course called human geography.
And we've talked with some other people. One of the things that students have access to at Prairie du Chien High School, a number of Southwest Tech courses, but also AP classes that the students can take free of charge. And then they can test out of the AP classes and then get college credit, which saves parents a good chunk of change.
Yes. Speaking as a parent, my son Cameron is graduating this spring. He has taken some AP courses, but he has also taken the dual credit classes through Southwest Tech. And as parents, Lisa and I are very proud and very happy to know that he'll start at UW-Platteville in the fall as a second semester sophomore. He'll have over 40 credits under his belt without spending any money at all at a post-secondary school, and it's all done at Perdishing High School. So the offerings that Perdishing offers in its coursework, it's rigorous, it's relevant, and it's saving parents a lot of money for tuition at UW-Platteville or any other university in the state of Wisconsin that they choose to attend.
You know, we've talked about that stuff like that is stuff that the district goes out of their way to offer, to partner with Southwest Tech, to partner with some of these AP classes, because as educators, you have to go through training to be able to teach the AP classes and to be able to teach those Southwest Tech courses.
So true. I've attended several conferences in, where did I go to school? It was up north in Minnesota. I can't remember the name of the university offhand right now, but just the collegiality, the camaraderie you have with other AP teachers, whether it's through social media, but also connecting with them, and taking a course like human geography to another level. Could I have said that 28 years ago that I'd be teaching a college course at a high school? Probably not so.
No.
But as a seasoned veteran, it's made me a better teacher. It's made me a better teacher to do more research, to present more material. The class itself, human geography, I enjoy because as I've learned to teach the course more and more, it's current events on steroids. As we like to call it. So if you're a person that likes to pay attention to the news, whether it's a world event, a state event, more especially national event, it ties in so many different concepts of current events. It's one of my favorites that I've ever actually taught in the district itself.
And of course, this is available to any student in the district.
Yes.
It's not like, well, a high school student.
High school
of course,
student, yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
They don't have to test into
no.
them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really something that, you know, not every school district offers.
That is correct. That is correct. The class itself is primarily for freshmen because we have an AP track at the high school where freshmen would take either a civics world geography class per semester, and then they would have the choice of either doing that or the human geography. Sophomore year, they have a chance of taking either a dual credit class in government with Mr. Stout, and then they can also have a choice of AP government with Ms. Huffman. And then junior year, they have the choice of either U.S. history or AP U.S. history. And there's other AP offerings in our social science department just as well, of AP psychology and other coursework just as well. So yeah, it's rigorous, but it's also relevant. It's giving kids an opportunity to see what college is like at a very young level.
Yes, and of course, you know, even just having that experience of taking that AP test as a freshman helps prepare you for the ACTs that come up, you know, the standardized testing, and it's
exactly.
all an advantage.
For sure.
And of course, you've chosen, you know, you talked about your son, to raise your son in the Prairie du Chien School District. Are there any other just kind of advantages that the district has that you would like the public to know about that maybe they don't see from the outside?
I think one of the things that's always been impressed upon me, and I've worked with Mr. Benosik, our superintendent, for the last 28 years. He and I both worked together as football coaches, but also teachers when he was teaching PE at the high school. He served as an assistant principal for me, as well as a principal, and now superintendent. But one of the things that he impressed upon me, as well as the staff, when I came to Prairie, is we care. We care about our students. It's just not an 8-to-4 type situation where we care. We want that kid to do well. We want that student to do well. And I take it maybe to another level, because one of the most enriching things that I have as an educator is seeing my past students now as parents. I'm seeing that second generation come through now. So the old dinosaur is seeing that. But also going up to them and seeing them in the general public and asking them, how are they doing? What are you doing right now? And to see that look on the parents' face of how successful they have been, not necessarily because of me. I'm not taking full credit of that. But what I'm saying is, It enriches me to see that they have success in life. They're now a mom. They're now a dad. They are now a parent. They're carrying that torch forward, and now seeing that son or daughter of theirs coming into my classroom going, oh yeah, I remember mom and dad when they were in my class, but they were good too, just as well. So they like to hear stories too, but that whole success story, and I really pride myself on that just as well.
Which also means that people stayed in Prairie du Chien, or they came back to Prairie du Chien.
Correct.
To raise their family.
That's
which
right.
is always a good sign.
Yep.
We were talking with Ron Sedgwick, a U.S. or high school social studies teacher here with the Prairie du Chien School District, as The district does have a referendum vote coming up on April 1st. You can find more information about the district's referendum on the school district website. Thanks so much for joining us,
hey,
Ron.
Hey, Laurie, thanks. Love to be here. And again, my face for radio shows up yet again today.
Well, thank you so much, Ron.